after games or practices and my feet or knees will be very swollen and hurting, I'll put it on, and then after a couple cycles, the swelling will start to go down and it will start to feel a lot better.
Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about Katsu and Katsu products, visit katsuglobal.com. That's KAATSU global.com.
All right, everybody, it's John Doolittle. Welcome to the show here in St. Petersburg, Florida, with a guy I know pretty well, 15-year-old named Ryan. He happens to be my son. And Ryan's been using Katsu for a little bit, and he agreed to do one of our podcasts. How you doing today, Ryan?
Good, good.
All right. Well, thanks for being part of the show today. Let's just talk a little bit about your background and, you know, how you got introduced to this and everything. How old are you and what's going on? Where are you in high school and all that?
I probably got introduced to it around 13 after I got diagnosed with JIA, which...
JIA.
Okay. Juvenile arthritis.
Juvenile idiopathic arthritis, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. What's that like? What does that do? A lot of people don't know what that means.
Pretty much it just, it's all the joints, and it was in my feet mostly, a little bit in my knees, and it kind of just prevented me from playing basketball and playing sports and stuff. And that's when I got introduced to Katsu.
Okay. And, I mean, obviously sports is a big part of your life. You're on your high school basketball team. So you wanted to try out a bunch of stuff and see what would help. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, we were just trying out a couple of different things. And then when I got introduced to Katsu, I just started putting it on before practices, before games, and it really made a big difference.
Okay, so that's kind of cool. You're putting it on, it's kind of like a warm-up, I guess.
Yeah, I would put it on, then go out and shoot a little bit just to kind of get warmed up before a game.
Okay, so knowing what you know about the Katsu cycle and the Katsu training modes and those kind of things, what way have you been using it so far?
Other than warming up and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, do you use the training mode where it's that consistent pressure, or do you use the cycles? How do you use it?
Most of the time when I'm doing it for JIA purposes, I'll use cycle mode.
Cycle mode, okay.
Yeah.
And you talked about you use it in cycle mode when you're like before a game. What's that mean? You go out in the yard and... In cycle mode, what kind of movements are you doing with it?
So, yeah, I'll just do, like, basic standard movements. I'll put it on and then go maybe shoot 20 free throws or do a couple suicides just to get warmed up before.
Suicides? I guess that'll warm you up. You do arms or legs or what?
I do both, but more legs than arms.
Okay. Well, I guess that makes sense because JIA is mostly your lower extremity issues and then basketball being leg intensive and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, Ryan, when you use it after a game or after a practice, do you notice a difference?
Yeah, for sure. After games or practices and my feet or knees will be very swollen and hurting, I'll put it on, and then after a couple of cycles, the swelling will start to go down and it will start to feel a lot better.
The swelling goes down and the pain dissipates some.
Mm-hmm.
Do you only notice that improvement while the bands are on, or does it continue after?
No, it continues after until the next day or until I use it again or do another workout.
Okay, all right. How about the training mode? Do you ever use it at that sustained pressure, or do you just use it in the cycle mode?
No, yeah. I'll do training mode when I'm feeling good and when I go out to do a workout, I'll put it in training mode and then take the bands off.
Then, so like untether?
Yep.
Okay. Nice. How do you like the feeling when you're untethered?
I like when you get to take it off, but
yeah, it gets pretty intense pretty quick, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what's your favorite aspect of using Katsu?
Definitely the recovery, the recovery aspect of it, and having like go work out, use everything to full potential, and then coming back and restoring it all.
Yeah, I can see what you're talking about. I mean, I see it after a game. You know, you come back and you'll be hurting, and you put Katsu on and feel better afterward. Yeah. What about like Epsom salt baths and things like that? Anything else you do besides Katsu that helps with that?
I mean, baths and ice and stuff like that, but
contrast baths.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, Ryan. Really appreciate your time today. It's great to hear that you're using Katsu and it's helping you succeed in your sport. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
The Katsu Cycle 2.0 is launched. After years of research, design modifications, software changes, user feedback, and utilization of metabolite testing results, the next generation Katsu Cycle 2.0 is now available. It is more compact and quieter. It is more capable and more powerful than the first generation Katsu Nano and Katsu Master products. The Katsu Cycle 2.0 enables exercise, recovery, and rehabilitation anywhere, anytime, by anyone. The ultra-compact, ultra-light, durable unit offers the Katsu Cycle and Katsu Master training modes and utilizes precise software-controlled limb pressure for both your arms and legs. The Katsu Cycle 2.0 includes four Katsu air bands for both arms and legs, a rechargeable battery, with a USB-C charger. The pneumatic elastic bands can be disconnected from the Katsu Cycle 2.0 unit and are waterproof for use in the pool. Based on the original Katsu know-how and U.S. patent number 9775619, compression and decompression control system and vascular strengthening method, the Katsu Cycle 2.0 can do the following. It can tone muscle without weights, is convenient. It can be done anywhere, anytime, by anyone. It offers access to the Katsu Performance Database. It offers 6 preset Katsu cycle levels. It can efficiently and effectively improve speed, stamina, and strength. The Katsu Cycle 2.0 is an incredible time saver. It can improve circulation. It enables faster recovery. It enables greater range of motion for those rehabilitating and recovering from injuries and surgeries. It is reimbursable with various CPT codes. And the Katsu Cycle 2.0 offers customizable Katsu pressures. Katsu, profoundly simple and simply profound. Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about Katsu and Katsu products, visit katsu.com.